Mics are live.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Julie Fedorchak, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. We're gathered on the 12th floor of the Capitol for a work session on case number PU-14-853, the Targa Badlands LLC Little Missouri Gas Plant Expansion. This might be a relatively quick work session because I noticed in the record that we are waiting for a findings of fact, proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law and order.
We received that earlier today, Commissioner.
Oh, we did. Okay. It hasn't made its way to my inbox yet. Do you guys have it?
I have a copy.
No.
Okay.
I do not either.
I'm just looking at the orders or the notice and some other things.
Okay. Well, let's... We'll have to take that and look at it anyway, so I don't think there's any big need to go through that right now. I mostly have been trying to get these work sessions on the calendar shortly after we complete the hearing, you know, at the next scheduling meeting, so that we make sure that we're constantly keeping an eye on the cases. There's so much going on, it's easy to kind of take the next thing in, then the hearing sits there for a while, and so I want to make sure we're getting through them and getting the orders done. This one, due to the two of you want to go over any outstanding issues that remained from the hearing and in anything else that's come up since then?
Yes, I'll start, and Victor can finish off anything I miss. The first thing, there were some air permits that were mentioned as to whether or not gas powered engines would be used or solar engines. It was not clear at the time which would be used. The company testified that if gas powered engines were to be used, they would need and would seek a permit from the North Dakota Department of Health. There were some other health department permits that were pending as well. The SHPO concurrence on one of the parcels, which was to be the laydown area for the expansion, which is the expansion that would bring it within the regulations of the commission, has not been received yet. It was to be a late filed exhibit. Certainly any order would have to provide for that. The certification, I think, was probably certification related to order provisions. If you'll recall, this was the hearing that Commissioner Kolk brought up some of the issues with the footprint law, and asked the company specifically if it had some issues with some of the paragraphs in the certification. The company also, prior to the hearing, provided me with a copy of a proposed certification with some edits. Given the fact that the company owns this parcel of land, it had asked for some changes to our standard language. Victor, did you provide a copy of the red line version to the commissioner?
Did not.
You didn't. Okay.
Since we have a little bit of a break here right now.
Yes.
And I forgot my manners, and we didn't introduce everyone who's here and give these guys any opportunity to make any opening comments. My apologies. I got so eager to get going and get done. I forgot to do that. So, Brandy.
I have no opening comments. I had a couple concerns from the hearing, but Zach is already on one of them. And
okay.
So I'll just hold off and see if he ends up covering everything that I was going to ask about anyways.
Perfect. Commissioner Kolk.
Yes, ma'am. Similar to what Randy's thoughts are, the two questions that I had, Zach already's into one of them about the updated certificate. And the second one I had was that I don't have a desire to put a collar on this for the amount of gas they process. I think I asked that question in the hearing, too, about 273.
Did.
So other than those two topics, I'm ready to vote on this thing.
Okay.
Those are the only two things that I kind of left hanging out there.
Okay. And then just for the record, we have Zach Pelham, the attorney on this case, special assistant attorney general, and Victor Shook, who is the staff analyst on this case. They are also participating in this work session. Okay, so with those formalities.
Thank you, and I should have stopped you too, Commissioner. I was too ready to get through here and get going. That's and there's no harm in that, but. Commissioner, as to Commissioner Kolk, I believe that the company, I reviewed my notes prior to this meeting, and, And the testimony from the engineer of the company was that the 273 limit was basically the number that was limited to the ability of that plant to produce that amount. So that was the maximum that it would efficiently be able to produce. So I don't know if that was responsive to your comments generally, but that was the testimony of the engineer.
Well, and it's just, I get it, that's the engineering design of what they have now, but with the way the law has been designed, and I think it makes sense that if they want to come back and add another 50, however you measure it again,
sure,
50 standard cubic feet of natural gas per day, I think they're well within their rights to do that. So we shouldn't, the order shouldn't box them into saying they cannot produce more than 273. It should say something different than that.
I'm not sure I'm quite there yet.
Neither.
You know what?
The law says.
The law says they can add it, but they also have to notify us. So if we do the orders without addressing an amount, they will begin doing the applications without addressing an amount. And pretty soon, we really don't know what anything is that's out there. And I think there's some importance in orderly development of having some idea what's out there. And so although you're correct, if they come in and request a permit for 273 and later want to add another 50, they could, after along with notifying us. But I think it is good for them to, you know, put in an estimate of what they think they're going to do, and we cite accordingly. So I think also important for local permitting approvals and such to kind of have an idea of what's going in out there. You know, this started out as, 12 or something like that, mm-hmm. and now it's going to be 273. Well, now it's going to also, as I recall, have pipe to take away the liquids. But, you know, if that wouldn't necessarily have to be the case. And big difference for a county to know what's going up somewhere, too. Are they going to be hauling...
But that's the difference, though.
Liquids from a 12.
They still have to talk to the county. They still have to go to the health department. By us taking that out or putting it in there, it doesn't absolve them from their county requirements or their emergency response requirements or their air permit requirements. If they choose to increase more of the gas production, they have to go back and get their air permit updated, and they have to go back to the county. I'm just saying I don't think they have to come back to us again. So I don't
notify us, I believe they do.
Sure, but as far as we wouldn't have to have another hearing. I just throw it out there for discussion because I think I thought that the legislator was pretty clear what they want to get us out of the business of having hearings all the time. And so if this would...
Well, I think that personally I like to know the scale of the projects, and I think this is tied to the equipment specifically. That's the company was saying these trains can produce this much, and in order to produce more than that, we have to add more trains. And I think that that's an important part of the review process of knowing what the equipment is going to be like and how big the scale is, and the public can comment on that as well. So, when they add, they should tell us how much they're adding for the same reason. So I guess I don't see any harm in asking that information or including it in the order that this is what it's for. And if they're going to go beyond that, they'll notify us. And if they're within the same footprint that's already been approved, then they don't need another hearing. So I tend to agree with Randy that it's just good public information to have. And it doesn't really box them into anything, adding it or not, because either way, as long as they're within the same footprint, we don't have the right to go ask them for another hearing unless they're hitting an avoidance area or something like that.
Okay.
So,
but I do want to get this. I understand that, but also to make sure I reference this in future discussions, that the commission doesn't expect to hold hearings every time somebody wants to increase by 10 million standard cubic feet. The intent is their
right.
Notification of what they're doing, not to have hearings every time they're changing it.
Yeah.
So
well, I don't think we have we don't have the authority to have hearings.
Well, we could always hold hearings.
Well,
I mean, we don't have to.
If there was some cause to justify it, but I think we'd have to show that there was.
Okay.
think what we could do, similar to what we did with the recent basin generator stations, we can, you know, designate, you know, focus more on the site than what's being done there. I mean, we'll certainly list out, you know, like you're saying, you know, currently they anticipate processing up to 273 million standard cubic feet per day, but really focus it on the site. So we're designating this specific parcel of land. And if they go beyond that, they would need to come back for our approval.
If it's outside of the footprint.
Right, right. Right.
If it's not, then they don't, and they have to provide notice. I do want to just make one clarification. Commissioner Kulk, you had stated that they would have to go back to the county. Whether or not they would have to go to the county or not, I am not so sure, because they do have a conditional use permit for the plant itself right now. Whether or not they would need to do anything different from that, I don't know. I suspect not, however. But that would be it for the company.
The conditional use permit is either yes or no?
Yeah, because it's the purpose of, it's a zoning ordinance. Yeah. So it's zoned for, you know, probably agriculture, and it was changed at
but
some point.
But the health department, they would certainly.
The health department, they would need, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Fair point.
Zach, what did you say about the health department approvals, the permits? We haven't heard yet, or did you say that they
have not I did quickly review the proposed findings that was submitted by the company earlier today. I did not see anything in there specifically about those permits, but any order that we would issue would have to include such language.
Okay.
As to the certification,
that it hinges on them.
Yes, contingent upon, right, as well as the SHPO concurrence, which we don't have for one of the parcels. The parcel in which they plan to use as the laydown area is parcel 3, and they have the Class 3 completed, I believe, and I believe that they're waiting for the SHPO letter. Once the letter is provided, it will become Exhibit 3. Exhibit 1 is the application. Exhibit 2 will be a late file exhibit with the certification. Which I think that I do need to go through some things with you commissioners today, if you're okay with that. I think Victor had made a copy. Maybe if you could give him a copy.
Yep.
Oh, you do. Okay, you have a copy. Paragraph 5, we're going to change that to monthly. I think that's probably not meriting any discussion at this point. Paragraph 14 on page 2 at the bottom is highlighted. They would like the underlying portion added. If such temporary roads or working areas are located on third-party owned property. Again, because this is property already owned by the company, they're just simply pointing out the somewhat obvious in the fact that if they want to restore it, their own temporary road or not, they can make that decision. It's their property. So I think this is a unique situation where that this exception, I don't have any issue with this exception being requested in paragraph 14.
Nor do I.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. How does this work when the this isn't signed prior to the hearing, so it's not part of the record?
It is signed prior. Well, it depends. If there are issues like this one, it would not be signed, and it would become a late file exhibit. But otherwise, it generally is. Sometimes it is filed on the record prior to the hearing. Many instances, that's the way it's done.
So it's part of the record because we talked about it at the hearing.
Well, and the company signed it and filed it with the commission. And oftentimes, it is an exhibit as well. So it is part of the record, absolutely.
They signed one already?
In this instance, no.
Okay.
In other, I'm talking generally, I'm sorry.
Right, I get it generally, right. But
this one they have not. But at the hearing, this was presented, these changes were presented to me prior, just immediately prior to the hearing. Zach, here's some changes we would like. Let's talk about them. And I was agreeable to doing that. And I believe at the hearing we discussed that fact. And it's not uncommon for it to be done in this manner.
Yeah, I was only asking and confused because I thought this was a fine way to approach it, and then some attorney along the way said that it's we like to have it signed in part of, because it's easier to get it in the record or something to that effect, but this seems very sensible to me.
Well, so you know, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, the company is signing this, and they're agreeing to be bound by it. So, you know, in my opinion, I would rather them be, you know, they're looking over this, and they're making sure that they're in agreement to everything. And some things maybe aren't applicable, or maybe this is a form that we use typically, a standard form, and there may be some instances where it just isn't applicable. So I think it's important to listen to the company's requests and make a determination on that if they make that request. That's my opinion, of course.
Were these changes all provided prior to the hearing?
To me, they were provided, yes. Okay. Yes, they were. And at some point, we were going to, you know, between Victor and I, we had discussed these and knew we were having a work session, so we wanted to bring this up now so you had an opportunity to review everything.
Okay.
The next one is deletion of paragraph 16 on page 3. This has to do with the 12 inches of topsoil. Again, this facility is going to be fully constructed within property owned by Targa, and it is seeking that it not have to follow the 12-inch separation because this area will never return to, agricultural usage. And that is the request on paragraph 16 to remove it.
This includes the laydown area that they're still working with SHPO on?
Replace. Let's see.
My understanding, Commissioner, I don't know that answer 100% as to, I believe that it does, though. But they are not doing any, you know, they're essentially using a staging area. Parcel 3 is wetland, and they're not able to construct any facility on that without getting the proper approval, and they're not seeking to install any of the facility expansion on Parcel 3 at this time. So I can certainly ask the company's attorney to see specifically if that would include Parcel 3, but it's being asked to be removed, so in effect, if it's removed, it would include Parcel 3 at this point.
I don't think this matters so much in this particular case. I'm going to throw this out more for Victor than anything, but in other kinds of cases, though, where there's more land involved, just because the company owns it doesn't necessarily mean I'm okay with them not following these things, because
mm-hmm.
nobody wants their neighbor to have nothing but a bunch of weeds left after they didn't properly take care of their stuff mm-hmm. during a construction project and mm-hmm. then have them forever blowing over. So I don't think that's really much of an issue in this case because it's a little laydown yard.
Yeah.
But. And this is just applying to the areas where facilities will be placed.
So
that's just where they're actually putting the gas plant, not all the land around it, just because they own it. They can't just strip it of topsoil and not care about what
it wouldn't make
happens.
Any sense for them to remove any dirt
further than that.
This area. But I will ask the company specifically this line of questioning just to confirm that, and if I do find something different from what we're representing to you today, I will let you know.
I think I'm generally okay with this.
Topsoil must not be placed.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I wonder what they do with the topsoil when they take it off. Sell it?
Should sell it if they're thinking. They may just put it over the top. What in our order tells them they have to put the land back to the way it's done when the plant's life is done?
It's like
I don't know if we have it in the standard, but sometimes we include that. We mostly do it with wind farms, I think.
Yeah, no, that's what
it's not in the order. It's in here, though. It's in the certification document, yeah. It is number
3. I was just thinking about some point in time they got to put it back the way it was, unless we tell them they don't have to because it's their land.
Right.
It's probably a 50 to 75 to 100-year facility, so it's probably not. Just out of curiosity, because we do talk about it a lot for wind farms,
mm-hmm.
but we never that I can recall highlighted it so much. You know, if it's an investor-owned utility, we have the ultimate say on it because they'd have to come back for money to decommission it and all that.
Right.
But in something like this, it's a private company. I was just curious what responsibility they have to put the land back at some point in time.
Commissioner, I understand your question. Unfortunately, I don't have an answer for you. I will find that out, though.
Well, and I perused through this.
It's not in this one.
No, it didn't.
Why would this not? I mean, now this makes me worried because we're supposed to have templates that have
this is the most all current
the same
template.
Stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
Not the one that we just revised after the law.
But I don't recall it ever actually being in our templates.
I don't recall it either.
Being in our templates.
In the wind farm, it absolutely is.
But maybe not so much for generating facilities. I don't know. Jumped out at me.
I know it is for transmission facilities. I know it is for pipelines.
I know it is for transmission for overhead things, but I don't recall on pipelines.
It is for pipelines. Is there some logic as to why it wouldn't be in here?
Well, unless we put it in the order.
I think I can. I don't know if this is why it's in here or not in here, but.
Oh, here it is. It's number 24. It is in here. Company agrees that it shall, as soon as practicable upon completion of the construction, restore the area affected by the activities to as near as practical the condition that existed prior to the beginning of construction.
Right, but that still doesn't
That
addresses after they're done, but I'm like when it's all said and done.
Restore the area affected to as near as practical the condition as it existed prior to the beginning of construction. And that seems... See, but this is what I don't like. They added this unless such areas are located on company property and will be used for future projects or in connection with ongoing facility operations. So.
I think what's usually different about these, something like this, than a power line or a wind farm, you know, something like this, I can't remember the acreage, but you might have a quarter of land with thousands of tons of metal and things like that someone would want to reclaim and recycle, and it's limited to that small piece of land that they own, as opposed to a power line or a wind farm,
right,
where there's hundreds of landowners, tens of thousands of acres of land, and really not much of any recyclable value. And so I think that's a big distinction, but I guess it is kind of addressed here. I didn't remember that was in here.
Well, to the extent that we're permitting, you know, quarters and pretty significant chunks of land, I still believe that we don't want land that's not reclaimed.
And
that could be abandoned someday and left to, you know, I just...
I really think we did that in the recent basin ones where we said, you know, after the life of the transmission or the energy conversion facility is complete, it will be restored as close as practicable or, you know, whatever the technology was to its previous...
No, and that's what I remember.
So like a decommissioning type thing is what you're getting at, Brian.
Well, yeah, just we've done that. Do that with our power lines. We do it with the pipelines. We do it with the wind farms. The investor-owned stuff, I don't worry about so much because we have jurisdiction there. But I just was thinking about this as that discussion was. It was like... What do we have in here that says when their life is done, they have to put it back the way it was? And it maybe is a property rights issue. It's their property, it's their facility. So who are we to tell them they have to do anything?
Well, the same ODIP. Except for the wind farms, they're on other
easements. Wind farms are on easements. So I bring it out as I think you should do your attorney thing on it. And then either it's something that we don't do or we can put it in the order. It can just put it in the paragraph.
If we're authorized to do it, we can put it in the order. It doesn't have to be in the certification.
Yeah.
Similar language within 1 year of ceasing to produce natural gas. You know, I just don't. It's a whole new realm of things that we hadn't thought about.
All right. So 16, we're fine with, or 15, yeah, taking
17.
Out 16, and then the new 16.
That's along the same lines.
Yep, I think that's fine.
Yeah. Paragraph 24, you know, my reading of this is such that it's for the actual completion of the facility as it is being done presently or in, you know, next June when they're anticipating constructing it, and not restoration of it after it's decommissioned. So, you know, I think that, you know, I'm comfortable with that, you know, being the discussion we've had already on everything else. It's in line with that.
Yeah, after looking at this again, too, it's...
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
They aren't going to go fix something up if they're going to have plans to use it again in, you know, 6 months or whatever. So that's what they're getting after here, it seems like.
Right.
Unless they have, you know, future projects planned for the areas that are kind of still impacted. I'm fine with 24.
Okay. Okay, and here's a new can of worms that I'm about to open.
29?
29 was raised actually on another matter today, and I know we're not here about that, so I won't discuss that, but it is very similar to what has been removed, which is in this one, paragraph 32.
I don't. Yeah, that's what we just took out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that approval may be granted after notice and opportunity for hearing. That's a problem.
Well, 32 here. Let's talk 32. We agree that needs to come out. Correct. That's already been decided from past action of the commission, as I understand it.
I think so. I think with the Julie's point, I think we already decided that for 32 or 30 as well.
The new 29?
The new 29, the old 30.
No, I think that not all of it, though, just that's after the first sentence. They're supposed to notify us, but they don't have to get approval, and we don't have to have a notice of opportunity for hearing.
Okay.
Yeah, so the first sentence would stay the second sentence.
Yep.
Cool, I think.
Okay, perfect. So on 29, okay. And for some reason, that, I guess, didn't get to me on the other orders that I had been working on. So it was only in other orders as different paragraph numbers. But in this one, it would have been new paragraph 32 I had understood to be deleted completely.
Yeah, I don't think we need that one.
Nope.
No. No, I agree. And then the other one would be new paragraph 33, old paragraph 34. To delete in the last sentence, and clearance to proceed has been given by the commission. We would delete that as well.
Yep, that's in line with what we've done recently, too.
Yeah.
All right.
So did after determined.
Did we delete the whole... What did you just say, Julie?
After determined.
Yep. Right.
Just okay, yeah. Not the whole sentence, just that last...
Right.
Exactly.
Eight words or so, nine words.
You know, I was thinking as we were going through the last ones, you know, maybe like paragraph... Sentence one, maybe applying with North Dakota Century Code and all that other stuff means they have to decommission it at some point in time. I don't know that either. That's something to look at.
I'll look at it. I'll ask Lana, and I'll get an answer to you, Commissioner.
Right? That was when we had all this wind discussion. We're like, why is wind being treated different than other things? Well, the coal stuff is very specific. Well, the coal plants will be shut down. There's a very specific plan in place. For the investor-owned plants, it's we touch them. For Basin, we have some touch on there, but something like this is they could just walk away.
We do have something in the pipelines about decommissioning as well.
Oh, sure, because of the PHMSA hook.
Procedure, yep.
Absolutely. So I just... Anyway, not to try to derail everything. That's not the point.
No, no, but...
I'll say derail around here.
But it is important to keep thinking about the end game and what could happen if the worst happens. I mean, that's kind of what we're supposed to think about. Like, if they go belly up and have no money to do anything and you have an abandoned site that's been unreclaimed, then what do you do?
That potential hazardous waste material out there.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Frankly, if that happened, I assume there'd be creditors who would be saying, no, you're not going to just clean that up because we are going after the potential to resell this. Or
like a grain elevator insolvency at a bigger level.
Yeah, there'd be people saying, no, you're not going to clean it up too.
Right.
But it's magnified if they've not had to clean up as they go. you know.
But, Madam Chair, I don't really have any problems with any of this. Once they get it cleaned up, if you want another work session, we certainly can, but I could review a draft order. And
I had one question on my notes. Their witness I have here, they need the stormwater permit, air permit modification, building permit for McKenzie. I don't know if that was that it's already taken care of or they still need it, because my notes aren't great.
They did not have it during the hearing.
The building permit?
Right.
And then the zoning was already taken care of. Have you heard back anything on the whole, we didn't request a report back, but anything on the land, the road issue? There was sort of a, we said we'd
yeah, pay, right.
And they, the county came and said, no, they didn't. And
I guess from the legal perspective, it was outside of the application review.
Right.
But I have not heard anything on that. I can certainly ask.
I was just, it's more of a curiosity than
yeah.
anything. Because it was an issue that the county did come up and talk about at the hearing. So.
Well, and as I recall, the one witness testified that they were working on the roads, and then the county official testified that well, they were offered the ability to contribute and to pave this, but they declined, or words to that
right.
effect.
Okay.
But I will ask and find that out. And I will also ask about the building permit status.
I heard some discussion about the certification provisions.
And I brought the latest, the draft that I've been working on to show you, Zach, so that you can compare with what
okay.
you're talking about today.
Okay. Has this been finalized yet?
No, it hasn't.
It hasn't, okay.
But we've had work sessions on it, and the commission has given direction on how it should be changed. Yeah. And
right.
that's.
And I and I have right. some of the I have some of the changes, so I'll look at this, Pat, and touch base with you on anything that isn't in the one that has been proposed for Target to sign. Because as you may remember, the Target hearing was the first hearing where the certification issues were really raised, at least at a public hearing. And I know, I understand afterwards there have been some work sessions on that, but I will take a look.
Okay.
So what you've provided there, Pat, should reflect what we talked through at the hearing. Yep.
In the last work session.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, the last work session, I'm sorry, yes.
Because I do know that we did have some certifications, at least I did. I had some other cases where the order addressed sort of relief from the certification that
right.
had been signed in advance. Some of these that we talked about today aren't in those particular orders. Mm-hmm. So that's probably my confusion.
More yeah, we're in a transition.
Right, I understand. I understand. And that's fine. We'll get it right, and we'll get this done.
Okay, good. Vic, do you have anything else?
That's all.
I just want to review a couple things. Because I was kind of disappointed when Mr. Lowe said they were developing permit applications for stormwater and air modification. It seemed to me by that point they should have been developed and submitted, if not already approved. But, of course, they can't control the timing of approval. But so any order we would do would certainly have to hinge on those being approved. Also, the building permit from McKenzie County. And are these dates still current that they are hoping to begin construction on June 1st of 16 and complete by June 1st of 17?
That is the most accurate information we have at this time, Commissioner, yes.
Okay.
Well, then we better try to complete this by at our next meeting.
That was June of next year.
Of 16.
16. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right. I don't think we'd be able to finish it by June
of
or next year. Yeah, we do have a little bit of a time, but and the company has acknowledged that to me in conversations with their attorneys. But at the same time, obviously, we're working to get it done, and they're satisfied with our progress on it.
Okay.
That's what we always hear, isn't it? Just take your time. You have plenty.
Yes, I know. I know. Never. Very rare, at least.
I know it. Yeah. Okay. Randy, does that cover all the
those
your issues?
Yep.
Okay. Any more from you, Brian?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you, both of you guys, for following this and pushing it along. And we'll just look for the revised certification document, the order. We can go through it if anybody has any issues. We can have another work session. Otherwise, as soon as we've kind of polished up all these items, we'll get it on the agenda and get it done.
I think once we get the certification and the order, up a little bit. I'll pass it around if anybody has any questions.
And what we'll do is I envision, just so it's clear, we will circulate this, the certification for the signature of the company. It will be a late filed exhibit. Certainly if the commission decides to do something different from the certification, it can do something in the order to
tweak that.
To address that issue, certainly. Yeah.
If you find out something
good.
On the commission.
Right. I will do that. And I apologize for not having the answer, but I'd make something up, and you don't want that. So,
okay, I guess that concludes the work session on PU-14-853. It is almost 2:40 on Monday, May 18th. Thank you.
Thank you.
2015.
Wow. May 18th.